From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, my friends, the 21st day of November 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. And we're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. This TSA story is a lot bigger than just the public saying no to having the government minimum wage minions stick their hands down your pants. It's about the people getting angry and saying no to being domesticated and saying no to having their will broken. And now the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, hundreds of publications are pointing out this is a rebellion against tyranny and a manifestation of the public's distrust of the government and the rejection of the hoax that is the false flag stage terror that has been used as the pretext to sell us on living in this authoritarian nightmare. The developments on this front are obviously off the charts. They're coming up first on the other side. Both the resistance is amazing, but also the brazen arrogance and hubris that we're seeing from the TSA, from the federal government, and all of their fear-mongering. And now the public is videotaping five-year-olds being strip-searched in public view, women having their fake breasts who've had them amputated, removed in public, people that have colostomy bags or urine bags, they are being removed. It's spilling everywhere. The TSA is laughing with pleasure. I mean, this is the total dehumanization, and it mirrors Nazi Germany. We have a report up at Infowars.com where Kurt Nimmo covers this. Later, I'm going to show photos for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to link to it in Kurt's article. I have found more of the videos. I'm going to get added to his article. Warning, this shows its video of women with children, small toddlers, stripped down naked and being marched into pits to be shot in the back of the head. It's all part of the final humiliation, the final domination. Other animals don't recognize their nakedness, but humans do, because we're not animals, basically, is what Christians would say. And it's an act of total domination by the cult of power. It's an act of humiliation and mind control. And a lot of people like to put out the disinfo that, you know, Hitler didn't kill anybody and Hitler was a nice person. No, Hitler was a bad guy. And they have this footage shot by the Nazis themselves of shooting women and babies. This has all been shown on PBS and everywhere else, and we're going to show it here today. We're going to link in Kurt Nimmo's article to more of this. I guess he was trying to spare the public and didn't link to some of the more hardcore stuff, but we are. But the issue of the government putting its hands on you, then down your pants, then stripping you down, it's an act of total domination. We're going to be discussing it, and we're not going to be putting up with it here. They're also reporting that there are huge lines in Chicago and other areas because of people opting out. A lot of people, even Drudge report points out, you know, is this the TSA also dragging their feet, taking their time to try to demonize those that are protesting against them? Remember, it's the airports today, but it's the streets, it's the shopping malls, it's the public events tomorrow, and they've already been phasing that in. So that is coming up. When we come back from break, though, I first want to go over some of the news that we'll be getting into in the second hour today, and then we'll dive into the whole TSA situation on the other side of this quick break. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and JonesReport.com. But a lot of publications are now rightly pointing out that it's been this radio show that first pushed this out really over the edge with the help of the Drudge Report. And so I salute the Drudge Report again for continuing to track what's happening. A lot of the big corporate media is now apologizing for the TSA, telling us, look, minimum wage, people that couldn't get jobs at McDonald's, grabbing your genitals, this is what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave is all about. Nobody's buying it. Stay with us.
When you're Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission against tyranny and the defense of our constitutional republic. We don't have liberty, we have nothing. Americans should only be scared of losing their freedoms and their liberties, not scared of the cave-dwelling Central Asian boogeyman that the government is using as a pretext to enslave the American people. The good news on the number one story worldwide right now, the naked body scanners, the fondling going on at the airports, is that more and more congressmen and others that I've seen on the news are pointing out that Homeland Security is targeted at the American people, not at the open borders, not at the illegal aliens that can rent aircraft, as ABC News has reported. They are using the threat of terrorism. You got a better chance of drowning or dying of a honeybee sting or a wasp sting every year. More people die of that than terrorism. But they just hype it like, we've got to protect you. It's so scary. Somebody, you know, might try to hurt someone, so we've got to enslave you. And this is the excuse for the federal government to totally take over society. Big developments on that front coming up in just a moment. But first, some of the other news coming up in the second hour today. Senate Bill 510, vote delayed until after Thanksgiving. Take action now to oppose food tyranny. I have read the subsections of the bill. It's written by big agribusiness to shut down local farms and ranches. It makes you go under federal control. You can't even can, you know, grapes or olives or pickles without a government license. You can't slice up something out of the garden and give it to your neighbors under this. And it also has in it a provision where if you buy anything more than $600, you've got to fill out a 1099 form. So it also tracks everything you're doing. Also, and I can confirm Wire Magazine is accurate here, they've got web censorship bill, sails through the Senate committee, set to pass in the next few weeks in the lame duck session, allows the Obama administration to shut down any websites they wish without a judge, a jury. They just have total dictatorial power. And Senator Jay Rockefeller, who heads up the key committee, did say last week, quote, he wants to shut down and, quote, take off the air Fox News and MSNBC. So they want to go after some of the biggest targets first and have total government control. He went on to say the government will decide what you see. The criminals in government know you're aware of them. They are bringing in tyranny. It's happened everywhere else. It's happening here. People better grow up and realize how dire our straits are. Quote, face the dangers or be slaves. And the dangers are hyped and made up. The real danger is the government. Also, we've passed the one-year anniversary of ClimateGate, all those internal UN documents, how they engage in fraud. They know the earth isn't getting warmer. They know it's not a threat. They just want to tax you. One-year anniversary of their Copenhagen World Government Program going down in flames, but they're meeting next week again down in Cancun to try to ram it back through. Also, scientists says North Korea has stunning nuke facility, AP reports. But again, who gave North Korea in the mid-90s the nuclear reactors that can build A-bombs? Bill Clinton. But it's bipartisan treason. The head of the Swiss company at the time, ABB, was none other than Donald Rumsfeld. So they give the enemies the weapon systems. Who's built up China? Who's given them the Panama Canal? Who set up deals to give them most of our industry? Our own criminal government. And it's the same story yet again with Anwar al-Awlaki. We're going to be talking more about later. The government admits that he is behind the Christmas Day attack. They admit he's behind the underwear bombing. They admit he's behind the Fort Hood shooting, the Times Square attack. They also admit he works for the Pentagon and the CIA and is being protected. Yeah, they're making trillions a year. You think these big corporations are going to stage some terror and going to have some patsy Muslim extremists under their control? And I go on big conservative talk shows, and they don't deny that Anwar al-Awlaki, now the number one in al-Qaeda, is works for our government. They just move on and say, shouldn't we give up all our rights or the Muslims will get us? Don't you get it? It's staged. They made the military people that videotaped multiple shooters last year at Fort Hood in the shooting erase their cell phone cams. The Pentagon and the CIA are blocking Hassan being given the surveillance footage in the trial. Why are they doing that? Because it was a staged event. I was told that by members of Army Intelligence and others that are our sources on Hood at the time. I live right here in Central Texas. They're listening to us at Fort Hood right now on 590 AM and on 1330. We're on two stations they can listen to. They can listen to us on KILF at Fort Hood out of Dallas, and they do. And if you're a new listener and you heard me just talk about that, don't say this guy's a liar. In your mind, bet me $1 million, hypothetically, and then go search the term Anwar al-Awlaki met at the Pentagon after 9/11. He's on the news as the number three in al-Qaeda. Today, he's number one on the killer capture list. He was number three at the time. Meanwhile, he's hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. He runs all of these guys. They protected him. They're using it to take your rights. Homeland Security was set up for the American people. The Patriot Act, Section 802, says that it's for the American people and for any misdemeanor. It's being used to abolish our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. We have criminal offshore swindling banks that have seized control of the federal government. They need an excuse to set up a police state in the U.S. so they can get away with taking your pension funds, getting rid of your cost of living expense on your Social Security, raising your taxes, engaging in all sorts of insider trading, not telling Congress where the trillions of dollars have gone. They need a police state in place, so they tell you it's for foreign men with big scary beards and turbans on their heads. But really, the whole thing is pointed at you and I. And the American people are beginning to get this and understand this. Here's some of the latest TSA headlines, and we're coming back and getting to the really big bombshell developments that play in the video and the audio of this. MSNBC, TSA pat-down leaves traveler covered in urine. I was absolutely humiliated, said bladder cancer victim. There's another report. They're ripping colostomy bags out of people, and their excrement is spraying out, and the TSA thinks it's funny and makes them clean it up in front of everyone. They're making people who can't walk be picked up by their passengers out of their chairs. They are there to humiliate you. They are there to dominate you. They are there to train you to be a slave. This guy had the type of surgery where where you have a bag on the outside of your body, a urostomy bag, and he told them, they made him take his shirt off, and then they said, what is that? And there's over 200,000 Americans that have these, and the guy said, please don't do that. They just ripped it out of him. Just, you know, this is what we do. So that's MSNBC. Women are forced, there's a bunch of reports of this, to, in front of everyone, remove their fake breast when they've had their breasts removed from mastectomies, all part of humiliation, nothing to do with al-Qaeda. Remember, the borders are still wide open. And now there's this latest video shot just 2 days ago. Now, remember the denial of the American people. Just 3 weeks ago, my employee, Michelle, flew back from Denver. Her 20-month-old baby was fondled in the genital area. Her 8-year-old daughter, a man searched Michelle, grabbed her breasts, grabbed her genitals. Drudge Report linked to the video of that testimony, and people said it wasn't true, even when the TSA admits they do this. Well, now, because we forced this out into the mainstream along with the Drudge Report working together, Now, because we've rammed this out to be the biggest story in America and worldwide right now, no one denies that. Now that this is being debated, the TSA goes, yeah, we do. In fact, you don't like us doing it on the outside? Now it's confirmed, Associated Press, Wall Street Journal, 2 weeks after we told you, they now stick their hands in your pants and grab your genitals if they see fit. This is a religious sacrament of tyranny. What they do in Nazi Germany, their favorite thing was to strip you down before they herded you into a pit to be shot. And I got photos for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're linking these up at Infowars.com, of women with their little babies and the video shot by the Nazis of their heads being blown off. Why do they strip them down? Because they like to humiliate them before they kill them. Tyrants like to strip you in public. It's the ultimate form of humiliation. We're going to come back and show the young boy in full public being strip searched. It's the top link on Drudge Report.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look at the huge effect we're having right now, driving this TSA story in the last 3.5 weeks to number one. More than 15 of our articles posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, reposted to Drudge Report, literally igniting the awakening as the people come out of their trance and realize the dehumanizing degradation they're under. Now, what's being done here is the system knows that if they can destroy Americans and Europeans' dignity and train us to go into radiation bathing machines, train them to let untrained minimum wage goons stick their hands in our pants now and strip search old people in wheelchairs and small children, they can export it to the streets. And that's already happening. The TSA has hundreds of giant mobile 18-wheelers. They're already being deployed. Total federal power grab, but the borders are wide open. This is for us. This is our journey to tyranny. Now, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we'll archive this as well. If you just type Jewish women stripped naked, you will see National Archives websites and other areas. This stuff's been on PBS of women by the hundreds with babies in their arms. And if you blow that up, you can see the toddlers in their arms being marched in at Nazi death camps to be shot along with their babies. Now, this all started with just asking for the papers, please, in the 1930s. And, oh, you got to go through the security checkpoints in the cities. And it ended with this. And we also have video. In fact, I found the video online. If you ask Phil, he can. There's YouTubes of the women being shot as well, and the men. And I just want to point out, as we go towards this and down this direction, I'm not going to go and get stripped down and then run down into a pit. And if I was stripped down running into a pit, I'm going to fight. I'm not going to just run off into a pit. And by the way, in my film Police State 2000, I have footage. Let's show them real footage. We have plenty of that. They've got it right over there. I'm not going to be marched into a pit and be shot in the back of the head. And in my film Police State 2000, I'm at an urban warfare drill in California with the Marines, and they, in front of the news, say, now you're going to watch an execution. And they put a role player playing the part of a U.S. citizen on his knees, and they practice shooting him in the back of the head. So our military has been turned into an engine of these offshore banks that run our country. Now, let's go ahead and go to this first video. Again, this story is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Young boy strip searched by TSA in public. And they pull down blouses. They pull out bras. Now, there's lawsuits over it right here in Texas. And then they make fun of the women's breasts. Then they come up and ask for dates. They start beating their chest, CBS reports, and say, I have power, I have power. Or they plant drugs on women and demand sex. I mean, if this is the type of $10 an hour lunatics the feds have hired, and they've gone out and profiled who they want, who will do this? A sworn police officer can't do this, but federal goons, they can. Now, this happened 2 days ago, and listen to the crowd getting angry watching a 5-year-old boy having his shirt pulled off and then the TSA rubbing over his skin and rubbing their hands through his hair. Again, a total act of submission. I'm putting my hands on your body. The little boy has a crew cut. They run their hands through his hair. This is prisoner training. You notice they call torture enhanced interrogation? This is called enhanced pat-down. You are prisoners. You are terrorists. This is your baptism of slavery. Here is the video and audio. I got the little boy's shirt off. There it is, searching his little body. Grabbing his crotch.
They're harassing a kid?
Yep.
Nice.
It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Now let's lead the child away. No, they are not doing something ridiculous. Oh, the ADIQ goons don't know why they're doing it. They believe they're doing it because the citizens may all have underwear bombs on them. Because, you know, the guy that hangs out at the Pentagon, Anwar al-Awlaki, ran the underwear bomber. That's the Pentagon op. It's on record. The State Department was ordered to help him get on the plane. But then we have all the photos, all the videos of the Nazis. The first thing they do before they killed you was strip you down as part of an act of humiliation and dehumanization before they blow your head off. Land of the free, home of the brave, doing what the Nazis did. And gullible people in denial just 3 weeks ago were accusing us of lying about the TSA now touching people's genitals through their clothes. Well, now, in the last 2 weeks, they have announced we've got super enhanced. We're now sticking our hands, this is AP, you name it, inside and grabbing your genitals. They actually grab them. And on countless newscasts, it's now the biggest story. I know you've seen it. We've posted it all on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. They go between your legs and lift you up. People describe it as almost being lifted off the floor. They press to make sure that your genitals aren't bombs. What's this bag? Sir, I have a medical card. That's my artificial bladder. Please don't pull on it. This is MSNBC. Please, no, don't, no. They just ripping it out of your body. This is how they roll. You know, your doctor has to ask permission to touch you. I've had medical exams. They say, now I'm going to touch you. Your doctor, a trained person, you know, 6-8 years in college, but now minimum wage people are ripping colostomy bags and urine bags out of the sides of people. That's land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Now 5-year-old boys are having their shirts pulled off in public. Women are having their bras pulled down. And they tell you it's to stop Al-Qaeda. Well, those of you that love your official story of 9/11 and want to cling to it, okay, let's say there's real men in caves that made NORAD stand down, and let's ignore the fact that the number one in Al-Qaeda is working for the CIA on record, and let's ignore the fact that our government's declassified, that they staged the Gulf of Tonkin and other events to start wars, and that they admit they staged terror. Let's just ignore all those facts. You have a better chance, according to major actuaries that have been done and news reports that have been written up about it, of dying from a honeybee sting or drowning in your bathtub or in your pool. Many times better chance. Or being struck by a bolt of lightning. But the media creates this almost psychological compulsion to just be shaking in fear and watching your neighbors. And they've got signs up all over the airport, help us watch everyone, announcements about terrorists everywhere. Meanwhile, they never built the border fence. It's wide open. They report that in San Diego, hundreds of boats a night land. There's no police there to stop illegals pouring in from China, Mexico, you name it. It's all wide open, the Middle East. It's all a joke. This is here to train you. Now, when we get back, we're going to cover how the revolt is in full swing, the opt-out day, the other abuse, and what's really going on. Stay with us.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from windbluepower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at windbluepower.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I think the song says it all. Our little message to the TSA.
You keep saying you got something for me.
I don't want it, TSA.
Something you call love. But confess,
you've been messing on our pants.
You've been a messing where you shouldn't have been a messing.
Sticking your hands in surgery points.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
That's right, we know your boss has staged the terror attacks. We're taking our country back.
Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be true.
You say there's no radiation. You say you don't save the images.
You keep losing when you ought to not bet.
That's right.
You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet.
Bunch of liars.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And guess what? I got a brand new pack of matches. I struck it 3.5 weeks ago with my listeners. We're now driving the media agenda. Back to Nancy.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing.
In our pants.
And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned.
You're not allowed to rip colostomy bags off.
I just found me a brand new box of matches.
It's called the Sleeping Giant. Ha-ha.
But he knows you ain't had time to learn.
What the Sleeping Giant knows, you ain't had time to learn.
These boots are made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Up, here we go. Start walking, America. You leave our borders wide open.
Are you ready?
You don't profile anybody because you know we're the enemy.
Start walking.
We're the people you want to suck off of. We're the people you parasites want to break like we're a prostitute and you're our pimp. We see right through you. Well done there, Nancy Sinatra, helping us out, dealing with the TSA. Now, the arrogant TSA, CNN reports since 2006 they've lost $9 billion a year from foreigners alone in tourism who mark the different surveys saying they don't come here because of what the TSA does. They've been doing these rape downs and these body scans to most of the foreigners coming in from Western Europe and other areas in the last 6 years. Now they're doing it to the general public. And I got news for you. They've announced that they're going to do pat-downs on top of the scanners. And they told the Chicago Tribune, the TSA did, which stands for Total Sexual Assault, the Federal Bureau of Total Sexual Assault, or TSA. And that's what this is, Total Sexual Assault and Federal Slave Training for us, their cattle. They have told the Chicago Tribune that, yes, everyone will be body scanned by next year when they have machines in everywhere. Meanwhile, general aviation's wide open. Illegals, ABC News reports can rent planes. The illegal aliens can pour in. It's a joke. It's a joke. This has all been done by design. Now, continuing, TSA tells Wall Street Journal security pat-downs are here to stay. And they went on to say that if you don't like it, don't fly. Well, Governor Jesse Ventura, even though they're offering him a third season of his hit TV show, Conspiracy Theory, that I consult on, he exclusively told us Friday, and it was top story on Drudge for 2 days, that he's not going to fly. Hillary Clinton has come out and said she's not going to fly. We're going to play a clip from that interview with the governor in a few minutes. But first, I want to play a clip of TSA stripping an elderly man down. They get him out of his wheelchair. They pull his pants down. And they say, why are you doing this? And they start saying, I have power, I have power. Then we have another clip of another TSA group in San Diego saying that they are God and going crazy. Look, you take somebody who couldn't get a job at McDonald's and you make them do humiliating things that a normal person, I've seen all these police groups coming out against this saying, look, this is crazy. I've had multiple DAs. That we've talked to, one on air last week from San Mateo County where the San Francisco airport's at. He's got people staking the airport out and is going to arrest them, the TSA workers. Who died and made the feds God because they say somebody might get hurt by a terrorist, and meanwhile, in every case, they're protecting the terrorist, whether it's Hassan or the underwear bomber. Oh, these are real Muslim lunatic extremists, but they're being protected. They're being handled by U.S. government agents that pose as Muslim mastermind leaders. That's on record. Don't you get it? You're the target. All right, I'm ranting. I want to get into the other news and your phone calls. Let's go ahead and get to this clip of I Have Power, I Have Power. These are the army of minimum wage goons that are now on the streets of America. Oh, yes. Here it is.
It's humiliation.
71-year-old Robert Perry was also taken to a room like this by a TSA agent when his artificial knee set off the metal detector.
He yelled at me, "No, get the belt off. I told you to get the belt off." So I took the belt off. He ran his hands down over and pulled the pants down. They went down around my ankles.
At that point, Perry was standing in his underwear in public view. He asked to see a supervisor. That made things worse.
She was yelling, "I have power. I have power. I have power."
The power to stop him from flying to Florida with his wife that day to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary.
Make you feel like you have no rights.
Perry says he always alerts TSA agents.
And it doesn't matter if you have a medical card. They ignore that. These are mindless goons. And I hear local talk show hosts groveling and licking boots and having fetishes about being slaves. Do you understand foreign banks are now stealing all the major pension funds? Do you understand they've stolen 6 million veterans' death benefits? Bloomberg. Do you understand the Federal Reserve won't tell Congress where the trillions went? Do you understand that we're being gang raped by corrupt people and they're training us to be slaves? Stop being gullible idiots. Read what the Founding Fathers said. A lot of these people are not Americans. America has become riddled with cowardly, sheep-like people that worship tyranny. Now, there are a lot of us left that are real Americans, but it's time for us to stand up to the bootlickers and the armies of minimum wage bureaucrats who couldn't get a job cleaning toilets and tell them, "We're done, scum. We got 28,000 dead people on the U.S.-Mexican border in the last 2 years. That's more than died every year in Vietnam." It's around, 8,000, 9,000 a year in Vietnam. That's what, 15,000 dead a year. You never hear about that because they want to merge our countries under the SPP. Now let's go to this next clip. Here's a TSA agent going crazy saying they're God. Well, you can only get somebody who's a delusional little pot-bellied wimp now given incredible power to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You can only get them to violate people. I mean, I wonder how 8 hours a day you walk up to TSA and they've got these power trips, and they've got their hands behind their back, and they're staring at you. And I've seen them see a hot woman, and they'll run over and grab her like flies on you-know-what, just crawling all over them, getting off on it. Because these are people who can't get a woman. They don't have power. And the globalists know how to go hire powerless scum to rule over us. Don't you get it? That's what tyranny is. The big tyrants hire a bunch of monkeys to rule over us. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip of one of these troglodytes saying they're God. Here it is.
Colleen, let me set the scene for you for the latest incident. It was this past Sunday night here at LAX about 7:30, probably crowded because a lot of people were coming home from the New Year's holiday, when suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, "I'm God, I'm in charge." LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent.
Okay, that's enough. So, he is God. He is God. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Friday with Governor Jesse Ventura. I was getting him on about his TV show, and he said, "Alex, I want to make an announcement when we go live. This is the end. I'm not going to be in the U.S. anymore. I'm not going to be part of this." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I'll say on air." And then he came on air and said, "I can't do it anymore, Alex. I'm a governor, a former mayor, a Navy veteran. I can't have them do it to me anymore. I'm not flying anymore." We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I believe that Police State episode was so far the best that conspiracy theories ever put on air.
I won't be that judgmental. I'm proud of all of them that we're putting on the air. You know, they're all different topics. They're all extremely interesting. And when you delve and get into them, they get even more interesting to do them. But, Alex, I'm going to drop a bombshell on you today.
Okay.
And that is this. It all may be coming to an end for me. And I haven't gone public with this. I saved it for you. Because of my respect for you, but it deals directly with what's going on with our airlines. As you know, I've had hip resurfacing done so that every time I get on a plane, the buzzer goes off. Well, now they've gone to this enhanced interrogation or whatever they want to call it, enhanced searching. Alex, that guy in San Diego is completely correct. If they did this to you on the street, it would be considered a sexual attack.
Absolutely.
So I am refusing to fly commercial airlines anymore. I will not subject myself to this. I'm a governor, I'm a mayor, I'm a United States Navy veteran. I don't feel that I need to prove that I'm not a murderer and that I would hijack a plane or any such nonsense. And I will not subject myself. And the head of Homeland Security, Janet or Napolitano, whatever her name was, her big quote yesterday was on this enhanced searching. She said, if you don't like it, don't fly. Well, that's the ultimatum she's given me, and I'm exercising it. I will not fly on a commercial airliner again unless I change my mind.
Well,
and you know me. I don't change my mind too often.
No, you don't. And Governor, some stations don't carry this first segment. I want to come back and recap all this because that was on my list. I wanted to talk about the breaking, seriously historical transmission that we hope makes it on air tonight. All right, folks, that's part of my hour-long discussion with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Hillary Clinton has told the Associated Press she doesn't want to go through pat-downs or the naked body scanners. Well, she doesn't have to. She flies around on government diplomatic jets. And that's another big issue that I've got Paul Watson writing on tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com. Federal employees, members of Congress, tens of thousands of UN diplomats and their staff are all exempt, even when they fly commercial. And that's how asinine it is. They have been grabbing the genitals of pilots now in the last month with these enhanced rape downs, this enhanced interrogation rape down, grope down, with the grope stoppo. That's a word I just invented. Instead of Gestapo, it's the grope stoppo with the gropenführers. All of this is going on. You're going to trust a pilot and a co-pilot to have guns in the cockpit to fly this giant, you know, multi-thousand pound. How much does a 747 weigh? Look it up for me, guys. The weight of a 747 or 777. I know it's something like 15, 20 tons or something. You're going to trust them to fly this giant missile. But they can't. They have to have their genitals grabbed. Come on, folks. We're not land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Whatever happened to America? You know, they say down the road, oh, well, a few people tried to blow up planes, so they turned everything into a police state. 975,000 pounds. More than I thought. Is that a 747 or a 777? 747 weighs 900 and what? 975,000 pounds. So they're flying a 900,000 plus pound weapon, but their genitals have got to be grabbed. And that's in the news. And again, we were telling people this with our listeners calling in 3-4 weeks ago, and people didn't believe it. Now these pilots are on mainstream news saying, yeah, they stick their hands in our pants and we're not flying. They tried to fire the first pilot a few months ago that said no. They tried to suspend others, and they all just said, you know what, we're done. We're done. Fine, we quit. And the government went, no, we're parasites. We want to just train you to be slaves. Don't rebel. We'll make it all better. You don't have to now. We'll just check your ID. That's totally reasonable. Check the ticket with the ID. Great. And again, if you really believe Muslim extremists did this, why aren't they being profiled? Because the government knows that most of these events are provocateur or totally staged. I'm going to say it again. 2 days before it was confirmed, I said, watch this German airliner with a dummy bomb on it. I said, A, it's going to be a dummy. B, it's going to be a drill. I happen to have the mainstream news articles right here in front of me dealing with this. And in those articles, it states Daily Mail and Associated Press, fake bomb aboard German passenger jet was made by U.S. firm to test airport security. The U.S. government was doing it. Remember a month ago to kick off this new round of dehumanization? Obama gets warned on the Thursday night that there's cartridge bombs coming from Anwar al-Awlaki, which is admitted to be CIA and protected, and now in the Major Hassan trial, the CIA is blocking the trial from getting that evidence. Because Hassan wants to use that in his trial, as lawyers do, that he was being handled by Anwar al-Awlaki. out of Yemen, just like the underwear bomber was. But going back to the printer cartridge bombs that kicked off the latest level of tyranny, it's always more. I mean, what happens if terrorists bomb a mall? Well, the feds have already said they want checkpoints in malls. What happens if they bomb a highway? Checkpoints. This is the feds' excuse to just take over everything. They're already training every local police department to, quote, fight local terrorists and roadside devices, but the script didn't, we're going to fight Muslims. The script is local returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. You see how this is being set up? Are you smart enough to get this, new listeners? I think you are. You are the target because they know you're not going to go along with Obamacare and open borders and this corporate global government. It's not socialist, it's fascist. They socialize your wealth to make you controllable, so you're under their control. But going back to a month ago, the British test the cartridge bombs that the U.S. warns them about. They're not bombs. They come out and say they're not explosive. And Obama comes out and gives a press conference and says, yes, they are bombs. Check them again. How did he know? The British go and check and go, okay, you're the president. You say so. They are bombs. We were wrong. I mean, they can't even get their scripting right on this. And so I'm here to tell you, they're getting ready to stage terror attacks to blame it on the Tea Party and patriots in this country. And it's not just Alex Jones saying that now. A lot of big national radio hosts are saying it. Beck and Savage. And you know why they're finally forced to tell the truth? Because this time they're going to be blamed. Yeah, how do you like it, conservative talk show host, when the feds blew Oklahoma City sky high when they blamed it on Rush Limbaugh and talk radio? But this time they've got the FCC, and I've got the FCC in the news today saying they want to shut down free speech on talk radio. These people aren't playing games. It's time to grow up. So I'm here to tell you, they're going to pull some stage stuff on airplanes to say, see, we told you so. And we've got to respond by saying, you're staging this, Anwar al-Awlaki behind all of this is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon, source Fox News, AP. And over again, government stage events, from Hitler firebombing his Reichstag, to what the Soviets did, to what our own government did, Gulf of Tonkin, and Operation Northwoods and Operation Ajax. If you don't know what those are, check them out. Go to Infowars.com. Buy the high-quality DVDs. For Christmas, you buy one DVD, get three free. Films like Terror Storm, History Government-Sponsored Terrorism, Truth Rising, Fall the Republic, the Obama Deception, Infowars.com. Show them to your friends and family. Educate them. People are ready to hear the truth. Second hour coming up. We're going to open the phones up, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But how much do we got to take? Women having their breasts fondled, having their artificial breasts pulled out, people having their colostomy bags ripped out of them, humiliating them, TSA laughing, planting cocaine on women they want to have sex with, TSA fondling children, grabbing babies' genitals, naked body scanning, recording people. They claim they're not saving the images. They got caught lying about that. Come on, folks. We got a government that shoots people up in the U.S. and overseas with live syphilis, telling them it's a vaccine. It came out last week. The government puts uranium in your drinking water. Stop trusting the government. They're run by a bunch of psycho control freaks, scumbag, parasite trash. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.